By faith, we understand that the worlds were formed by the Word of God. Victor Oluwadamilari of the Ecclesia Embassy, the Church of the Called Out Ones, brings you the counsel of God in this teaching. Pay attention to these words. Your best days are here.
Joy overflows in our heart as we sing a new song to the Lord. Why don't you lift up your two hands? Everything we do by faith. Cameraman, work on that. Work on that. Everything we do by faith. And because it's all by faith, that means it's a response of your spirit. It's a what? What is it about? Response of your spirit. That song says, joy overflows in my heart. Therefore, I sing a new song. Hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. Which suggests that if truly joy overflows, song must flow. Joy overflows in my heart. Therefore, ooh, out of the abundance of the heart, and what is the abundance in your heart? Joy overflowing, boiling up, till an overflowing crescendo. Are you with me, somebody? Are you with me? So hold on, hold on, hold on. Joy overflows in my heart. Hey, with the heart you believe, with the mouth you release what you believe. Joy overflows in my heart. Then a new song flows from me to him. Who gives the joy? Him. Who brings the new song? You. Did you get it, somebody? Who gives the joy? Him. Who brings the new song? You. So it's an unending cycle. Joy overflowing, song comes, it gives more joy, and then song comes and then gives more joy. Is an unending cycle. Is like the hydrological cycle of the rain formation. Do you understand? I don't know why I don't have joy. Hey, check. Did you sing a new song? When you sing a new song, there is a joy that is waiting for the next song. Are you getting me, somebody? Joy overflows in my heart. I sing a new song to the Lord. Don't forget again, everything we do in this kingdom operates by faith. For we live by faith and not by our sensory perception. Therefore, it's a response of our spirit. Joy is filled in my heart. Then I have a song to sing. Lift up your voice to him. Right now, just lift up your voice to him. And then just let any song proceed from your mouth to the Lord. Let any song proceed from your mouth to the Lord. Let any song proceed from your mouth to the Lord. Oh, nobody like you. Nobody like you. No one compares to you. You are, I know you are. It must be a new song. You're all I know, you're all I see. I honor you, Lord God. I worship you today. I stand in awe of you. I imagine your mightiness in my life. I stand in awe of you. I express your glory in this place. You are so faithful to me. You are so beautiful to me. I love you with all my heart. I honor you with all my heart. Within
me sing of your glory. Everything within me sing of your praises. Everything within me sing of your love. I love you, Lord. I've come to fellowship with you, Lord. Fellowship with one another. Fellowship with the saints of old. Fellowship with ourselves. That is what you taught us on the first FFF of this season. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we've come again on this fifth day of this eighth day fasting and worshiping. Thank you. Thank you for the strength of the first 5 days. Thank you for the beginning of this second half of these 8 days. Thank you for what you're set to do. As you speak to us again, our hearts are open. Spirit of Christ, you breathe upon us. As you give us light via your instruction, your word, there shall be a refreshing in your presence. There shall truly be an overflowing joy in your presence. And every one of us will have a new song to sing. I decree in the name of Jesus tonight, there will be a new song in your life. What a new song does is to bring you to a new life and a new beginning. Therefore, I speak again that there will be a new song in your life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Lift up your two hands to Him and just honor Him and bless His holy name. Father, we thank You. We honor You. We bless Your holy name. Thank You, Most High. Thank You, Lord. Somebody give the Lord your shout of praise. Right now, let's create an atmosphere of camaraderie. It simply talks about an atmosphere of joyous, godly, friendly, brotherly love. Go ahead and just honor that person. Tell that person, I just mean it. Oh, don't play foul. Don't play foul here. Show it to that person. I love you. Probably I don't even know you before, but I mean it. I see Jesus in your life, so love must be a response. I see Christ at work in you, so loving you is not a debate. If that person is not looking at you, he has a problem. Stop. On this light. What nonsense is that? What is your problem? Sir, there's nobody I can't look at face to face. Because my heart is pure. What is wrong with you? It's not shyness. It's not bold face. What is wrong with you? Someone was looking at the other person. The lady now closed the eye. I mean, what's that?
and check the notice board. The Ecclesia Embassy, not. You want to be deeper. Go. Do you understand? Are you with me, somebody? In His presence is fullness of what, sir?
Joy.
So it's not about that joy is in my heart alone. No, sir. It's expressed. It's expressed.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
Tell that neighbor. Neighbor.
Neighbor.
How are you?
How are you?
Hope you're good.
Hope you're good. Excellent. Thank you.
How far with 5 days?
How far 5 days? I can see.
You are still looking fresh,
oh. Fresh.
Are you sure you are? Ask your neighbor. The way you are excited. Have you broken your fast? Tell me the truth. Okay, tell that neighbor. If you have broken your fast, lift up your right hand for Lee brother to see you. Okay, put down your hand. Tell that person, if you have not broken your fast, let me see your hand. You have not broken your fast. Put down your hand. Tell the person that lifted up the right hand and said he had broken the fast. Ask that person, how old are you? That I'm ashamed. I'm tell that person, I'm ashamed. I'm concerned. Must you eat? Ah, yeah, very high, yes. Let me show you Romans chapter 12 and verse 2. Hold the hand of that neighbor. Warmly. If it's your child, because as I see someone holding the child, I didn't send you. Go and look for another neighbor. What is wrong with you? Is your neighbor your child? Go and look for another neighbor to hold. Hold the hand of that neighbor. Romans chapter 12 and verse 10. Romans chapter 12 verse 10. You know, the word of God is so clear on how we are to respond and how to live. Are you with me, somebody? I'm going to show you something. He said, let brotherly affection to one another, kindly affection to one another with brotherly love, in honor, preferring one another. You have life, new life. Alright. He said, love each other with genuine affection and take delight. Passion. Do you understand? Take delight in honoring each other. Passion. Thank you. He said, be devoted to tenderly loving your fellow believers as members of one family. Hug that neighbor. Hug, say, we are one. Yeah. Now, relax. If it's male to female, relax, much more. His wife is a married woman. He said, try to outdo yourselves in two things. One, two, of. Sir, do you understand? So saying, I honor you had been ancient. God is just bringing us to light of what He had written. Try to outdo. So we will never get to a point in this place. But don't you know I'm your senior? No senior here. Don't you know they've ordained and detained me long time ago? No, sir. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Try to outdo. Walk to seven people and reverence them. Even if it's a child, reverence them. I honor and respect you.
Hey, come here.
I honor and respect you. I reverence you. Make sure there are seven. I honor and respect you.
Honor you, baby.
I bless God for your life.
It's complete seven.
All right, we can come back now.
Glory to God. Glory, glory, glory to God.
Somebody give Jesus a big hand of praise. Please, baby, sit there.
Tonight, on his behalf, I welcome every one of us in the name of the Lord. You are blessed in Jesus' name. Glory, glory to God. All right, I bless God for his clear instruction that he had laid down for us concerning this 8-day journey of fasting and worshiping. The word of God is so clear, is so distinct that you don't need to struggle if you are truly a follower of Christ. He will always communicate his mind and his will to you per time. Let me show you a scripture, and in that scripture, for me, is the blessedness of God's instruction, written or said. 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16. Scripture said, all scriptures is given by the inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for correction, for reproof, for instruction in righteousness. Verse 17 said, that you and I, the man and the woman of God, may be perfect, thoroughly equipped, thoroughly full of strength to accomplish anything that God will be instructing you to do. So from that scripture we saw that the reason God gives his word is to get you strong to fulfill what he wants you to do. So that is the blessedness of the word of God. The blessedness of God's instruction. Look at New Life again, sir. If you have. From verse 16. See what the Bible said. All the holy writings are God given and are made alive by him who makes them alive. Man is helped when he is taught God's word. Think about that. So, when we are taught God's word, it is actually for our helping. Man is helped not just when he reads, but when he is taught God's word. So, you want to see a man that is helped by God, a God-made man, by the strength of the scriptures, is a man that expresses the helps of God in various dimensions. So you want to experience the help of God, that scripture said, you must subscribe to the teaching of God. That for me is the blessedness of instructions. So anytime I settle for his teaching, I'm actually subscribing for help. Help and help and more of help, because you cannot be helped enough. So understand why you must be a student of the word, and understand why God brought us into a dimension of not just preaching the word. You know, the most literal and the simplest difference between teaching and preaching is, preaching gets you excited. Teaching gets you thoughtful. Preaching gets you alive, bubbling at the instant. Teaching begins to bring you into depth. Because you are a student. I've seen 3-4 teachers here, Brother Ovie, Sister Hussman. I've never seen in a classroom, and you identify with me, many teachers around, Sister Stella, Brother Patrick, I've never seen in a classroom of primary school or secondary school, even university, that the lecturer is teaching and people are jumping. Have you noticed? Do you understand? But when there is a political rally, they're excited, because at political rally, someone is preaching. Do you understand? Someone is tearing up their fancy. But that scripture said, return back, sir. He said, hey, God brings men into teaching so that they can be helped by him.
Lift up your right hand and say, God is helping me. I'm knowing better and I'm improving more. Therefore, because of the knowledge that I'm being taught here, I am a man helped by God. I speak like Paul, that I will continue this day. I have received the help of God. Therefore, in the name of Jesus, the help for today I receive through his teaching. Someone says, receive. Now, hear this, sir. He said, this is what that word does to us. It shows us what is wrong, number one. It changes the way of a man's life, changes our life, number two. It shows us how to be right with God, number three. Now, look at this verse 17 for number four. It gives us, that is, it gives we, you and I, the man who belongs to God, everything he needs to work well for him. So, show me a man that is helped by God again. I'll show you a man that is taught by God. Now, on Sunday, God communicated to us that these 8 days was actually set aside by him for us to experience his fullness and his completeness. And he made it clear that it's going to happen through worship. Now listen to me, sir. If God said through worship, don't go for any other option. It is not through prayer. I mean, look at that beautiful scripture that a good man opened us up to. I mean, that scripture drew light all through today for me. Are you with me, somebody? That is, hey, I create God's atmosphere, presence around my life through my speaking in tongues. But God is saying, hey, for these 8 days, all I want is you fast, but do the worship so that you can experience my fullness and my completeness. Through this worship, I'm asking for two forces to apply. The force of quietness, stillness, isolation, separation, seclusion, abstinence. Are you with me, somebody? This is what I want. I don't want you jockeying up and down. I don't need you to gather anybody to say, let's do worship together. I need your own. After the one you've done as a family for devotion's sake, get yourself out and be with me. Do you understand? I need that quietness. Learn to be quiet, even on your bed. Remember Psalm 444, verse 4. The passion, be still. I mean, stand in awe of me. Even on your bed, just be quiet. Think of me. Think of me. And the second force after your quietness is your power of image formation, which is called imagination. Get to a point whereby, as you are singing the words of the worship, ensure that you picture what you are saying or singing. Use your spirit. Let your spirit be so concentrated that if you're singing, I am on the throne, see me on the throne. If you're singing that I'm mighty, see me as mighty. It will bring you into the realms of visions and insight. Suddenly you begin to experience the inner eyes, the eyes of your spirit being catapulted into a realm of light and dimensions in me. Understand, sir, God will not come down to attend to your way. He will always come down when you follow his way. Lord, I want to see you. If he tells you this is where I am, that is where he will be. God will not leave his position after he had instructed you that this is what I want from you to attend to your own desire. Understand this and let it soak and sink into your spirit. It will build so much strength in you that, hear me, sir, these instructions, as short as they are, 8 days, can actually bring you into a lifetime glory. Because when he sees your diligence for 8 days, he begins to prepare you for 8 months, 8 years, 8 years. Remember what I showed you on Sunday about Abraham. God did not tell Abraham the first day God spoke to him that was going to give him a son. But from one instruction to another, you move, Abraham moved. Now lift up your eyes, Abraham lift up his eyes. Now walk the length and breadth of it, Abraham did that. Hey, I am your exceeding great reward. Now, Lord, you said so, but I can't see anything. And God said, okay, now come out again. Lift up your eyes into the skies and count the stars. Abraham did that. Suddenly, after a while again, God told him, I need you to circumcise men. Tear them for me. Abraham did that. Then God now began to say, now that I've been speaking to you, you have not seen me, I will come down myself. By chapter 18, you know it, sir. He came as God. Three, the Godhead. The Bible says he saw three men. Other version said he saw God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And they began to, sir, do you understand that transaction? It came not because he was a tongue speaker. It came not because, hey, that he was reading the Bible. It came because he followed God's instruction, line upon line, precept upon precept, and that brought God into his life to the point God now began to speak to him about what lies ahead. The child will come. Sarah is laughing. Don't worry. By the next chapter, sir, the same God now said, hey, see, I have an issue. Now that I have seen, how can God call someone his friend? The only, sir, understand this dimension with God. The only reason why God called him his friend was because he was a man that followed his instruction to detail. Suddenly, by the next chapter, he said, towards the end of chapter 18, I have an issue right now. I have a conclusion that I'm going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. But I can't do it without talking to you. Let me tell you what I'm going to do. And he trusted. He spoke to him. And then Abraham said, I thank you for the privilege. But if truly I'm your friend, let's go into negotiation. You know what that means? You know what that means? Others beg, friends negotiate. Let's go into negotiation. If I can see 50, 20, sir. 10, sir. You can't even see 10. Only my nephew. Sir, do you understand? Only my nephew. Just take him and his family. Think about that. God that vowed, I will destroy these people. Did he destroy Sodom and Gomorrah? Yes, he did. Sir, he devastated them that there was nothing left. But a man said, Lord, sir, do you understand, sir? Abraham did not pray. Abraham negotiated. So for God to tell you that through your worship, I'm bringing you to a realm of completeness and fullness, it means there's something he's looking for. Now, let me reiterate something, and it's very crucial for you. And that I tried to show you. He said, four things about your worship to him. And I rushed through that on Sunday. He said, worship attracts me to you. Number two, he said, if you have it, a summary, flash it on the screen. Number two, he said, worship brings me to you. Number three, he said, worship makes me to find and seek you out. In prayer, we seek for God. In fasting, we seek for God. In worship, God seeks us out. Psalm 63 verse 1. Early will I seek thee. My soul thirsted. That is fasting. My flesh longeth. That's great. A dry and thirsty land where no water is to see the Father glory. But God said in John chapter 4, verse 23, for the Father seeketh such to worship him. Men seek me in prayer, I seek men in worship. And then number 4, he said, worship always capture my attention. Sir, they are not my words to you. He said it to me. He said, worship always capture my attention to you. He said, but note this. The one that will capture my attention is the one you do with your heart. And he said, therefore you can have me through my worship. Whoa. I say some things and then the time we have, we just worship God. And blessed be God. From tomorrow to Sunday, as unto the Lord. So it's just going to be intense worship. Are you with me, somebody? Intense worship, intense quietness and worship, just to honor God. All through Sunday till Monday, God began to speak, and 5 of them I bring to you. Others are prepared for books, others are prepared for depths for another time, but 5 of them I bring to you, and it's very important. Number 1, God said that I should tell you, never worship because someone is leading the worship. Never worship because someone is leading the worship. Worship because I'm there. When you are there, 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 never worship because someone is leading. I mean, many of us, it's rather unfortunate that the only time we experience worship is when someone is leading. God said, I should tell you, never worship because someone is leading. Worship because I'm there. So it's not the leading of the person that should make you worship. It is because I'm there. That is why you must worship. So it's about cultivating. And no, we've left cultivating at this point. It should be the next statement. Treasure. Treasure my presence. Are you with me, somebody? Treasure my presence. I'm there. So because I'm there, that is the reason why you must worship. And I keep saying, and that's my concern, that even those leading us in worship, they don't understand this. And not just us, everywhere. Are you with me, somebody? Don't worship God again because someone is leading. Worship because he's there. So as the person now leads, you have entered another realm. Someone said, yeah. Do you understand? This is what he said. This is what he said. So you begin to write this down. I must develop a consciousness that God's presence is around. God's presence is with me. So you begin to do worship because you have soaked with that consciousness that God is here. God is around. Do you understand, somebody? This is crucial. This is important for you and I. Number 2, he said to me, I should tell you, I want passion and not performance. I want passion and not performance. Whew.
This one was quite disturbing on that same statement as he began to speak and I was writing. He said, there is nothing about your good voice with me, but I look at the vessel that is worshiping me. So I'm not interested with your voice. I'm interested with you, the vessel. Oh my God. He went ahead and said, people may notice your voice, but I may not notice you at all, let alone your voice.
Oh.
So worship is for everyone who wants to do it passionately. Not passion, not performance. That's where your heart comes in again. So don't be desperate, what God is saying. Don't be desperate to express your voice to me in worship. Are you that vessel that I'm looking for?
I am your vessel, O God. I am your vessel, O God. Let my life be used for your glory. I am your vessel, O God. Let this be your sacrifice. Let me dedicate my life to worship you. A passion stirring deep inside, you're all that really satisfies. I worship you.
Everybody, I'm a lover.
I'm a lover of your presence. I'm a lover of your presence. I'm a lover of your presence. Jesus.
Let me hear your voice, everybody.
Said to me, under that, I want passion, not performance. He said, good performance, good music, good instruments are for you all, but I'm not impressed with any of those. That was strong. Sir, do you understand? Good performance, good music, beautiful instruments are for you all. He said, but me, that's not what I'm looking for. That was strong. And you can now understand those of old that experienced God for real in worship. No instrument. For those of us that really experience God, most of the time is not in church. No instrument, sir. Because there's something God is looking for that is different from what man is looking for.
May God accept you as his vessel. In the name of Jesus. Number three, he said, I appear in regard to your worship and hunger for me. I appear in regard to your worship and hunger for me. And he said, anywhere you see me, it is because of the desperation in the hearts of men that I respond to. Wow. Anywhere you see me, it is because of the desperation in the hearts of men that I respond to. So the reason why God is made manifest in any meeting, in any place, is because there are men who were desperate. So if you want to see God personally, individually, on your own, in your isolation, in your quietness, he said it will be because of you, the desperation of your heart. He responds to it. My God, my God, my God. So God is not far from me. All I need to do is to trigger that power of desperation. Do you understand? I want more of you. The more I want to know you, Jesus, more of you. All I need is you, Jesus. All I want is you, Jesus. Everything I need. All is found in you, Jesus. Lift up your right hand to him, because only you can truly satisfy me. Only you can truly satisfy. Respond, everybody. Only you can truly satisfy. Only you can truly satisfy.
Thank you.
desperation and hunger for me, man. Hey! My soul thirsts, and my flesh longeth. There is a longing.
In regards to your worship and hunger for me. Under that, he began to speak. He gave me a scripture which I'm not going to tell you. Permit me, please. Because if I enter it, I won't come out, and then you won't get it. He said, if you look for me in a wrong way, you can never find me. If you look for me in a wrong way, you can never find me. And God is saying to us this week, 4 days is gone. Today is almost gone. Fifth of them. He said, all I'm asking is your worship. If you look for me in the wrong way, you can never find me. He said, I can only be found around the things required. Oh my God. Around the things required. What is required, what is demanded right now is your worship, not your prayers this week. So do you understand? I can only be found around the things required, because I'm to bring you to my fullness and my completeness. I know what I want. That's what God is saying. You want to see me? Give me worship. Forget about you know how to sing, you don't know how to sing. Forget about your voice. Just release yourself for me. Yet again, worship also is the response of your spirit. When your spirit is filled with God, it simply responds in singing. Number four, thank you, Master. He said, I should tell you. He said, traditions can actually allow you miss me. Traditions can actually allow you to miss me. And he brought the story of Zacchaeus in Luke chapter 19. Hey. From verse 1 to verse 6 message. Others were having a press. They're just around. But the Bible says, you know what was fascinating about the story of Zacchaeus was, Jesus was not looking for Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus was looking for Jesus. And all that Zacchaeus said was, I just want to see him. I'm not going to even ask him for anything. I'm not actually looking to get his attention. I didn't come for prayer list or fulfillment of my desires. I just want to see him. We talked about, hey, he worshiped. It's an adoration. That is why I'm not going to let my limitation of the shortage of my height to hinder what I want to experience with him. The Bible said he climbed the sycamore tree. If you read other version, maybe it's even mentioned at the beginning. He said he was one of the wealthiest men in the land. One of the wealthiest men in the land left all his blings and accessories and decided to climb the tree because he needed to express worship and desperation to someone. And when he saw him, ladies and gentlemen, Jesus, nobody lives like Jesus. Jesus never knew about Zacchaeus. 2, Jesus didn't know his name. 3, Jesus had no plan for him. But the Bible said, as Zacchaeus climbed the sycamore tree, Jesus saw him and said, Zacchaeus, you can imagine someone that didn't know your name is Patrick, and said, Patrick, come down. Salvation has come into your life. Stop struggling. Your worship and your desperation has opened heaven for you. Hey! Do you understand this thing? That for me is the greatest encounter in Jesus' time. The greatest, because someone expressed his desperation. That's how I understand. I just want to see him. I don't want to shake him. The Bible said there was a press. King James said from verse 1, said there was a press. So everybody was stronger. Everybody was around. Everybody was desperate to touch. Because before then, the woman with the issue of blood. And then when he got to his city, the Bible said everybody in the city lined out. And they said, hey, we saw what you did with the woman with the issue of blood. All of us are going to touch you. And the Bible said, Jesus. There was a Bible drama that I read. The Bible said, Jesus stood. And so you have to touch him. And everyone was healed. But this one said, no. Touch. I'm not interested with touch. I'm just going to see. All I see is you. Just to worship and adore you. Lift up your two hands and worship him. I yield myself to you. This is where I want to be. In your presence, God. All I see is you. All I see is you. Just to worship and adore you. Just to worship and adore. Lord, I yield myself to you. I yield myself to you. This is where I want to be. In your presence, Lord. As I listen for your voice, and I listen for your voice, you refresh my soul. Surrender to him. Just release yourself. Release yourself. Don't be traditional. Tradition will limit him. That's what he said just now. Tradition will actually make you lose me. As I listen for your voice, my God. You've been speaking to me on what you want. You refresh my soul and spirit. I lose my
right hand on your chest and say you're in control.
You are in control.
We are that Zacchaeus tonight who longs to see Jesus. I'm that Zacchaeus tonight who wants to see Jesus. Close your eyes. Close your eyes, ma'am. And imagine him on the throne. I see Jesus seated on the throne. Exalted I above the worship of the people of the earth. I see the Lord. Hey, I see the Lord. Lord, we see your glory come down as we worship your name. Heaven will rain. We see your glory come down. We see your glory come down. Oh, the glory.
Everybody.
Out of your presence, we are trembled. We give you reverence. So arise to your rest and be blessed by our praise as we glory in your praise as your presence now be.
See him. Ah.
Eternally, you're beautiful. Eternally, you're glorious. Eternally, eternally,
you are God. Eternally, you are beautiful. Eternally, you are glorious. Hey, eternally, hey, eternally, you are God. Eternally, you are beautiful. Eternally. You are glorious, my God, eternally, oh, eternally, you are God, eternally, say,
you are beautiful, eternally, you are glorious.
Lift up your hands and your voice to Him.
Eternally, hey.
Eternally, you are beautiful.
Eternally,
eternally, you are glorious.
Eternally,
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 eternally, you are
God.
You are eternally,
eternally,
hey.
You are beautiful.
So beautiful.
Eternally,
His beauty.
You are glorious.
His beauty.
Eternally.
His beauty, adore His beauty, reverence His beauty, eternally. The only wise God. You are eternal, never changing, immortal, never failing, invisible. The only wise God. Somebody, eternal, say, eternal, never changing. Immortal, never failing, you are invincible, the only wise God. You are eternal,
never changing,
eternal,
never failing,
invincible, the only wise God. Raise your voice, eternal.
Immortal, never failing, invincible.
never changing. You are much love, never fading. Invisible, the only wise God.
You are eternal, never changing. Immortal, never fading. The song, eternal, never changing, immortal, never fading, invisible, the only wise God.
You are God. The God that is so mighty, that can seize the breath of the whole world at once, that can make men freeze on the same spot at once, that can bring an end to the world at once, the God that must be feared, that must be revered, the God we stand in awe of tonight. The maker of the world you are. The creator of all things you are. You are the light of the world. You give the light of the day and the light of the night. And we worship you for who you are. We see you in all that we do. We see you in operation all that we exist for. All the way you have been God and you are God. Everything happening around us is because of you. Indeed, unknowingly, you are God. I fear you, God. I fear you, God.
He said, I am God and God alone. Let all see me as God and God alone. I am God and God alone. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for listening. You can get more of our materials on our website, www.ecclesiachristianembassy.org. Be part of the worship experience at the Ecclesia Embassy, Abu Resettlement, Abuja. Be part of our growing online community with the handle at Ecclesia Embassy. For further inquiries, please call 0803-400-7767 or 0708-671-2410. You are free to pick the audio teachings free of charge and share with your friends. You're blessed.